In 1976, PSO invited every minister in the Tulsa area to a luncheon January 14th at the First Presbyterian Church. So she invited the same ministers ahead of the luncheon on January 7th and served lunch that was made in the nursing home kitchen.
She was no fool.
No, she wasn't. She was not. The PSO luncheon, they brought in big speakers from across the country. And yet all the speakers agreed with Kerry that one great problem is spent nuclear fuel storage.
Absolutely. And as everybody knows by now, that is a problem that we are still wrestling with.
Yes.
And we will continue to wrestle with it until all of that spent fuel finishes all of its half-lives. Because no matter where we try to store it, there seems to be no place that is secure enough from earthquakes and other damage to withstand and make the storage safe. As we have been seeing in southern Washington and northern Oregon, the nuclear materials stored there are still contaminating the whole area.
They're talking now about storing that in Nevada.
They've been doing that for a long time. But people in Nevada don't want it, so it hasn't been approved yet.
Right. In USA Today this morning, July 27, 2017, it says at the end of May, the owners of Three Mile Island, the Pennsylvania nuclear plant whose meltdown in 79 hardened the resolve of anti-nuclear activists and inspired a host of industry regulations, announced plans to close by 2019. So Three Mile Island was part of the mix as Kerry was carrying on.
It was. And I am so glad they finally came to their senses and decided to shut them down. That is an area prone to nuke, so it should never have been approved to begin with.
In Kansas, there is a waterway called Wolf Creek, and it flows into the Neosho River, which flows into Oklahoma's Grand Lake.
Yes.
Kerry learned that a nuclear plant was to be built on the creek. She went to the courtroom hearing, I understand, but the plant went online anyway in September of 1985.
Well, she didn't have the infrastructure to fight it.
Yeah. She learned that few people were willing to spend as much time and energy as she did in the effort to stop Black Fox.
I would say that she also learned that not as many people would be willing to spend the money. But that is not actually true, because people would donate their last dollar to her sometimes to help pay for the legal fees. It was pitiful when she would get a letter back from somebody she had sent a request to, saying, "I have no money. I am about to starve. I am praying for you, but that's all I can do." There were a lot of people like that.